This is Rhian Jones at the Consultation Institute, having now spent an hour or two reading through the judgment on the Royal Brompton case. It's 41-odd pages, 178 paragraphs, and it's confirmed what I thought, which is that this is going to be of vital importance to everyone involved in a complex consultation, whether you work in the National Health Service or for any other public body. Now, the key thing to know is Royal Brompton has not won this by successfully arguing that the decision was already taken. I think it was a finely balanced judgment. Looking at the evidence as presented by the judge, I think there was a lot of persuasive, shall we say, coincidental evidence that the decisions, particularly to have two rather than three centres in London, did appear as if it had already been taken. But no, the judge says the consultation was sufficiently honest, it did what it said on the tin, and it considered all views. So they didn't win it on that. And neither did they win it by successfully arguing irrationality. I don't think many of us would be surprised at that. And they didn't win it either on the grounds of bias, though reading the judgment, I think they might have. And it was all to do with who was round the table, which organisations did they come from, and was justice being seen to be done, as well as the correct assessments being made. No, where they have won is on a fairly narrow but important point, and it's to do with the homework that was undertaken by those who are scoring the different options. Fundamentally, they've gathered a lot of information from all the respective hospitals. They've done that through self-assessments and they've done it through visits. And when it came to assessing the research program undertaken by the Royal Brompton, they have clearly screwed up. It's a shame, because the defendants were arguing that it didn't make any real difference to the final outcome. Well, the judge disagrees. The judge basically says, look, the homework that you did suggested that the Royal Brompton didn't have a particularly impressive research program. And you've reported it like that in the consultation paper. And in the words of the judge, this was bound to have been relied on by consultees when considering their response to the consultation paper. So this is all about doing the right homework in the right way, gathering data properly so as to be able to inform the ultimate decision making. Now, what does this mean for us? It means that people have got to be squeaky clean. They've got to be squeaky clean on not having taken the decision too early, and they've got to be squeaky clean in the way that they've gathered the data. Now, I'm sure we'll have plenty of opportunity to consider this when we have our next seminar on the 1st of December. And we must also remember that this will or could go to appeal, and it would not astonish me to see this judgment being reversed on appeal. But you know what? I don't think it makes any difference to our overall conclusion, which is that best practice in preparing for difficult options is a significant issue, and we've all got to get much better at doing it. This is Rhian Jones, the Consultation Institute, and we're very happy to respond to queries and comments on this issue.